This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being with us today.
And I want to thank everybody here that participated in our golf outing a couple of weeks ago. It was great fun, and we had the best day in a whole bunch of ways. Weather-wise, I think it was like 72 or 73.
Low
partly
humidity.
Cloudy, a little breeze, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. But we also had a lot of fun. We had about 132 golfers, I think, and a great lunch, great dinner. But we want to thank all of our volunteers that we could not do that. That takes a lot of volunteers to make that happen. So I want to thank all of them. And our major underwriters, Marian Investor Coaching, Holy Rosary Catholic Church, and Marian Inc. Those were the kind of main underwriters. We had a lot of local businesses that stepped up to the plate as whole sponsors, and we want to thank them as well. And this kind of relates to our guests that we're about to talk to here. A lot of Knights of Columbus councils that stepped up and purchased foursomes for the event and helped make it a very big success. But before we go, we want to kick things off here with a little bit of a prayer. So please join me here in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all, we ask you to bless our friends who are sick. Give them the strength in body, courage in spirit, and patience in pain. Let them recover their health so that restored to the Christian community, they may joyfully praise your name, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and today we're going to be talking about a wonderful outreach to build a culture of life, and it's called Biking for Babies. And today in studio with us is missionary biker Robert Newport, and he's going to talk about this year's Biking for Babies. So welcome, Robert. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, Jim had mentioned the Knights. You're actually a Knight as well.
I am a Knight of Columbus.
Yes.
I have a sword and everything.
Ooh.
And a chapeau.
Now,
if you know what that is,
is it the hat? I think
it
it's
is
the hat.
with the plumes, oh. The real feathers.
Well, yeah. let me ask you this: we're talking about biking for babies, and well, before we get into that topic, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. How far back do you want to go? Well, I grew up
right.
in Muncie.
Yeah, go. Let's. Yeah, that's fine.
People ask,
you're
you know,
young.
You're so Catholic, Robert. Did you go to a Catholic high school? We didn't have any in
mm-hmm.
Muncie. We had St. Mary's was the Catholic grade school. I didn't go there either.
Mm-hmm.
I went to St. Francis Parish in Muncie, baptized, confirmed there. Moved down to Indy after college, went to Ball State. Been living here ever since. Had a rock and roll band with my brother for about 9 years. But for the last,
What was the band called?
Borrow Tomorrow.
Borrow Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Borrow your tractor. Give it back tomorrow. Still find us on the internet. But anyway, we're not talking about that today. But yeah, you know, I just, my witness or my testimony, I guess, moving down to Indianapolis, it was really providential. I think God was looking out for me. I just continued to meet the right people, like the right priests, the right friends, the right social circles that were just really, really, really good influences on me. And, you know, I just got more and more deeply involved with my faith, thank God. And I think also providentially I got involved with, Jim mentioned it earlier, the modern day Knights of Columbus, the eldest Knights of Columbus council in Indiana.
The senior most in the whole state?
The mother in the whole state.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Back to 1899 was the charter. Modern day, it's fitting that the mother council would be called modern day. And that's in McGowan Hall downtown. So I manage that building, you know, do the grant writing, fundraising, whatever it takes, all the things that no one else wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the McGowan Hall is a historic building, been there for a long time. Tell us a little bit about the building and what goes on there. What how you use the building.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, these days it's really evolved into a broader community center just in order to be viable for the community. Built in 1922, so this is our 100th anniversary this year. We're throwing a big gala 1920s theme. 10-22-22. That's October 22nd of this year, so mark your calendars. But
you know, be a lot of fun. The last event that I attended there was a Roaring Twenties party.
Right.
About, maybe 8-10 years ago or something.
I remember you coming to that.
You had a speakeasy there, but this time it's for real. This time you're really 100 years old.
That's
and
right.
It's really a Roaring 20 party.
Yeah, so we do a lot of jazz concerts, community-friendly, family-friendly stuff. Every first Friday, we'll have a jazz night. Anybody can come. We do brunch every Sunday now from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anybody can come to that. So trying to, I guess, broaden our scope to be more of, more welcoming to the broader community.
Is the hall still available for like wedding receptions, anniversaries, that sort of thing?
Thank you for mentioning that. It certainly is. You can, go to mcgowanhall.org, and it's a very affordable, centrally located, historic building. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thanks for the props there.
It's an interesting venue. It's truly part of the history of Indianapolis.
Sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I love doing the show with you, Jim, and I learned so much. I didn't know all about that, so I'm glad to have the history about that. Well, we're going to talk about biking for babies. What is it? And talk about your role as a missionary biker.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. I'll try to keep the story succinct, but about 9 years ago when I first got involved in that Knights of Columbus Council, there were three other guys, and we said, let's ride our bicycles across the state. We wanted to do something to energize the pro-life community or, get some enthusiasm in folks. And I originally had the idea, maybe I'll ride my bike across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And had a conversation with my dad. And, he says, okay, well, Robert, we'll support you. Your mother and I, we'll support you, whatever you want to do. He called me back about 2 minutes later. He says, I got to admit, I think this is a terrible idea. You've never done this before. Are you sure this is a good idea? What's the farthest you've ever ridden? Like, I don't know. I rode down to Columbus, Indiana once. I'll just train as I go, Dad. But I thought about it, and it was Scott Williams and Brian Heath and Adam Stanich were the three other guys. They said, why don't we start with riding across the state, Robert? Maybe don't bite off more than you can chew.
I could see Scott saying that, the common sense guy, right?
Yes, Scott.
Practical.
He's good for that, yeah. And I said, okay, well, if you say so. So we called it, let's call it Biking for Babies. That's a clever name. And so we rode across the state and helped the Gabriel Project that year. And it was funny, we found out about the national organization with the same name, Biking for Babies, and we reached out to them. Hey, sorry, we don't want to take your name or anything. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, it's great. We want to work together. And so I got involved with the national organization as well and did their ride 600 miles in 6 days 2 years ago. I'll be doing that too. So it was just, I think also, I talk about Providence a lot. It was providential that, wasn't it funny that we came up with this name and then there's a national organization already?
Yeah.
Of the same name.
I didn't know that part of the story because I've talked to Nikki Beast, who's the executive director in the past couple years, and she told me all about it, so I didn't know that backstory with you. We're talking with Robert Newport. He is a missionary biker with Biking for Babies. Now, you said that there's a regional or a local ride that you're doing, and then there's a national ride. Talk about those dates and what's involved. You said one 600 miles.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And, I'm 39 this year, and it's like I just did it 2 years ago, but dang, I'm 2 years older now, and 600 miles is a lot. The national ride is July 11th through the 16th, and that's the big long one. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in supporting me or any other rider for that, you can go to bikingforbabies.com, and you can search for missionaries. Name's Robert Newport. check me out.
Get a little plug in there.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that. That money goes towards women's care centers, pregnancy resource centers across the country. They pool all the money and divide it equally. I was paired with a pregnancy resource center in Providence, Rhode Island.
How providential.
How providential of that, yeah. And then the state ride or the regional ride, Biking for Babies Indiana, goes from Terre Haute, on the, you know, west of Terre Haute, the state line, all the way through Richmond to the east state line over 3 days. So we're not they're like the rain guys where they do it in one single day. We spread it out, make it a little more manageable.
How many miles is that from?
That's about 165, 170.
Ooh. And in 3 days, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About, yeah, 60, 55, 60 miles a day.
So how many people are riding with you? Is it like a team or?
Yeah. So,
do you know roughly at this point? And when's that ride? Is that in September?
That'll be September 9, 10, and 11.
Okay.
And registration is up. You can go to IndianaKFC.org or our specific council website, which is KOFC437.com. Not Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's KOFC437.com. Yeah. September 9, 10, and 11. And you mentioned how many riders are there.
Yeah.
So we've enjoyed a surge in riders in the past couple of years, especially there's kind of a ride within a ride. Mm-hmm. Like we have this midpoint rally on Saturday the 10th. And if you can't ride, there's a ton of ways to get involved. Like you can just come to the rally and have lunch with us and cheer us on. You know, we like that. And it's 1:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Lourdes, September 10th, that Saturday. So if you can't ride, I get it. You know, not everybody can do that, but you can at least come and cheer on the riders. It's just such a boost, you know, to morale when you're on a maybe hot September day and you need a Gatorade and you're sweating. You know, it's good to have that support. But we typically have like 10, 15 riders join us there at Lourdes.
Oh.
And then we ride on to Greenfield, which is about 18 miles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to be really out of shape not to be able to do like 15, 18 miles.
Yeah.
If you train a little bit, you can do it. And a lot of it's on the Pensy Trail. It was just a wonderful trail. Aside from like a 4.5 mile break, pretty much goes all the way from Our Lady of Lourdes to Greenfield.
Wow.
And so we get a lot of riders in recent years. Okay, I don't want to ride 170 miles. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll ride.
Like
I'll ride
a leg
like,
of it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll ride like the 18, like a smaller segment. And it just works out really, really well with the logistics because we have like the midpoint rally and then the timing works out well. You meet us there for the rally and then hop on your bikes, ride to Greenfield, pretty much exclusively, aside from that one segment, along the Pensy Trail, which is just a great bike trail.
Now, especially for the shorter trip, the Indianapolis to Greenfield, is that something that younger people can participate in, or do you have to be an adult rider?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
that's a good question, Jim.
Absolutely. We'd love to get like the Boy Scouts involved. And yes, we would love to have some younger riders participate. I think it's a manageable ride for them to do.
I just had a wonderful idea. I know there's a number of parishes that have large groups of altar servers.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool, wearing the cassock and the surplice? You know, 10 of them in a row going through. People would have to ask, what's that all about?
Yeah, I think if you were wearing a cassock, it might get caught in the chain.
Yeah, is that on the bicycle? I wouldn't recommend that. Bad idea, Jim.
If I'm riding with pants on, I get my pants leg caught. I always have to have shorts on.
Definitely need to roll up that cassock if you're planning on doing that.
It is a rolled up cassock. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk more with Robert Newport, missionary biker with Biking for Babies. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
For a long time, we've been telling you that if you have an Echo Dot or other smart speaker device, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy simply by saying, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy. Just the other day, I did that, and Alexa was feeling a bit argumentative. I'll let you hear my conversation with her. Alexa, where are you?
Here I am. What do you want?
Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Now, just why would you want me to do that?
Well, because we've got great programming 24 hours a day.
Well, a lot of other radio stations have good programs, too.
Yeah, but our programming talks about God and eternal salvation.
I am very smart. I know almost everything about everything, but I do not know about God and salvation.
Well, that's why people need Catholic Radio Indy. So, Alexa, do me a favor. Whenever anyone says, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy, just send them our way, would you?
Yes, I will be happy to do that. In the meantime, I am going to do some research about that thing you called salvation. I wonder where I can find out more about that.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio along with our guest. We're talking with Robert Newport. He is a missionary biker with Biking for Babies. And I got to ask you about your training. So you joked, we joked, did you ride over here to the studio?
I should have taken that opportunity.
It is. Well, today, the day that we're recording, it is actually a pretty nice day. So
not bad. Yeah.
How much do you ride a week in preparation for, and how much again will you be riding on the two different rides that in terms of total each time?
I mean, it's no joke. Gosh, I've been training for, I don't know, 6 weeks now. The ride is in July, the long national ride.
And that's 600 miles?
600 miles, yeah, like 580. 580, piece of cake. Yeah,
oh, wow.
No,
that's
problem.
Like over 100 a day, roughly.
Yeah, a little bit less than 100 a day. Mm. We'll be riding from Columbus, Ohio to St. Louis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you start real early in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. We'll
what be time getting, do you guys start in the morning?
About 6:30. Yeah.
I get up at 5 every day, so that's
do you
not
really?
That early.
I don't. It is a struggle for me. I can understand
that.
You know? Yeah,
now,
man.
Now, do you camp along the way, or do you stay in people's homes, or what do you do?
We do stay in people's homes. When we come through Indianapolis, we'll be stopping in Indy and actually staying at McGowan Hall, the Knights Hall. So we do have different hosts that have just been super accommodating. When we stop in Terre Haute, we'll be staying at St. Mary of the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they're very hospitable out there. And, of course, you get to tour the chapel and see Mother Guerin.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's very Absolutely. Cool out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we're not out of the woods entirely yet as far as COVID goes, but how had COVID over the past couple of years affected the Biking for Babies?
Oh, great question. Great question, Jim. So 2 years ago, I did the ride, and we had a lot of the hosts. You know, they backed out because of the pandemic, understandably so. And so the leadership team said, well, we got this great base camp up in Shawano, Wisconsin, called Camp Tekakwitha, mm-hmm. after the Native American saint, mm-hmm. Saint Tekakwitha. And so we started and stopped from there every day. Now we just did these huge 100-mile circles,
wow.
different routes every day. And mm-hmm. we ended up doing like 50, 60 more miles than we would have just going from Columbus to St. Louis. there's several different routes. One leaves from Wisconsin, one leaves from Colorado, one leaves from, I think it's Mississippi. Nikki will correct me on that. Mm-hmm. But they all converge in St. Louis. And there's mm-hmm. a new route this year going from Columbus to Washington, D.C. So, and then there's these regional rides, not to throw too much at you at once, but mm-hmm. You get the Indiana ride, which is a more regional, localized ride that they're kind of developing mm-hmm. Throughout the year.
Well, okay, so our listeners, they want to support this pro-life effort with Biking for Babies. You mentioned at the first half of the show that it goes to support the pregnancy resource centers, which, you know, if a woman's in crisis pregnancy, they can go there and get all different types of support throughout their pregnancy. But you also mentioned at the break something about ultrasound. So talk a little bit about that and how people can support the missionary bikers.
Yeah, yeah. So the national ride, all that money is spread throughout the wonderful work of the pregnancy resource centers throughout the country, mm-hmm. and our localized Indiana Knights of Columbus Biking for Babies ride, that money goes towards ultrasound units for women's care centers in need in Indiana. And the wonderful thing about that is the Supreme Knights of Columbus, the big head honchos out in New Haven, Connecticut, mm-hmm. they'll dollar for dollar, they'll double what you raise. Wow. So we average, I don't know, we'd love to. Gosh, a machine is like $35,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been hovering around anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 with, you know, the last several years with that ride, which is great, and we're so appreciative. We would love to raise, you know, $17,500 to be able to buy outright
Absolutely.
A machine from the ride, and then they match. Supreme matches $17,500 or dollar for dollar.
So how does the money exactly work? So people want to support Biking for Babies, and then they want to support a missionary biker. Do people like pledge a certain amount per mile that you ride, or how does it work in terms, or can they just do a
I would
flat
like $100 a mile, please. I'll be riding 600 miles. That would be wonderful.
And if you don't get that?
It it's all a failure. I can't show my face at the Knights of Columbus anymore. No.
Or you'd graciously accept $5 a mile.
Of course.
Or $10
a mile. Of course. Oh, my gosh. Anything is very, very, very much appreciated. You know, whether it's 10 bucks or 100 bucks or 1,000, you know, of course, we shoot for the stars. But we don't really do like we could. I mean, people are encouraged 10 cents a mile or 50 cents a mile. Certainly doing plenty of miles. So,
or just a flat amount.
I want
to support you for doing this. And, and then each missionary raises the money and then it goes for the local ride. It goes, stays here locally.
Yep.
Right.
In Indiana. Mike Velasco and Larry Kunkel, these guys are just warriors when it comes to the pro-life community, helping out these pregnancy resource centers. They're very good at determining the women's care centers in need that need a machine, that have requested a machine, you know, and they identify that need and get them what they need, get them those machines. Yeah.
Now for the local ride, the Indianapolis area or Indiana area ride, where do the bikers come from? I mean, we always think of central Indiana, Indianapolis, and surrounding area, but do the riders come beyond that?
Yeah. We've had a good relationship with folks in Greencastle, folks in Fortville. Larry Kunkel, who's been helping out, he's just been tremendous. He's from the St. Louis de Montfort Council up in Fishers. And so we're happy to draw. We've always wanted it to be a state nights event, more of a statewide. And the State Knights of Columbus Council is really getting on board. You know, it's on their website, the registration and the donation link. IndianaKFC.org. IndianaKFC.org. And so, yeah, we've been drawing more and more from throughout, mostly the central Indiana region, but we'd love to draw, you know, from as far as we can.
Turn someone from Evansville, which is in Indiana, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Nobody from Evansville is permitted to ride. Just kidding, Evansville folks. You're more than welcome.
So the overall, when we were on the break, on the overall amount that the National has raised for this event has been huge. What is it roughly?
So
million, right? You said
it, like, I think overall, when we talked about it earlier, I was thinking, you know, how much has it been? And Nikki, the executive director, will certainly have the exact numbers, but I think they raised between all the riders a couple $100,000 last year. And that, I think overall it's been maybe 2.2, 2.3 million since they've started it.
Wow.
A little over a decade ago, I think.
That's still amazing.
She will chastise me if I don't get that right. But it's a lot of money. And that's just such a testament to the slogan is building the culture of life one pedal stroke at a time. And, you know, one conversation at a time, one pregnancy resource center at a time, one friend at a time that might not share your same pro-life views, you know, whatever. Just do what you can, one thing at a time, and hopefully you can inspire people. Because, I don't know, I don't see the pro-abortion side riding 600 miles or doing these things that require a lot of heart and dedication and sacrifice.
I'm curious, why do you feel so strongly about, you know, this pro-life cause? You know, why did you want to get involved in it?
Yeah, sometimes people ask me that. They're like, Robert, why are you? And not that you're asking it in this way, but some people will ask kind of sarcastically, why do you care so much? Like, well, how can you not? These are people. We're talking about people. They're children. And, you know, abortion is gravely wrong. And we have to do everything we can to save these kids. Who was it? David B. Wright, big pro-life guy. I'll never forget what he said at one of those banquets. I'm forgetting it now, though. No, he said, we won't be judged on whether or not we're successful. We'll be judged on whether or not we tried. And if you see a grave wrong, you have to do everything you can. And this is just, you know, I'm lucky enough to be relatively in good enough shape to still ride that far. And hopefully it inspires a few people and pumps some life and enthusiasm into the pro-life movement.
Are the events rain or shine events, or how does
yeah, absolutely, yeah, they sure are.
He says with a chagrin. Hey,
now, speaking from experience, yeah.
I was going to say you've ridden in the past. What kind of conditions have you encountered?
You know, you think riding west to east, the wind will be at your back, it'll be sunshine and 72 degrees and 40% relative humidity, right? No, that's usually not what happens. You'll get the wind blowing in your face, or you get a downpour. And I remember 2 years ago on the national ride, tornadoes were touching down. We had to find some shelter, get everybody pile in the support van and get out of the rain because there was lightning strikes maybe half a mile away on the radar. So it can get a little intense, but you're with your buddies. You know, it's a great experience for fellowship and building that camaraderie. So,
and I'm sure there's a lot of time to think and reflect and pray, you know, because you're cycling, you know, for a long period of time throughout the day, and you've probably got a lot of silence too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And prayer is a big part of both rides, the Indiana ride and the national ride. On the Indiana ride, we stop, you know, every 10, 15 miles, and we'll pray a decade of the rosary. And every chance we get, we'll stop by a church. There's that church right there in Brazil, right off 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name right now, but every chance we get, we try to drop into church and pray and keep that a part of the ride.
So how can people support you? We just have just about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So if you want to support me on that crazy national rides, 580 miles, you can go to bikingforbabies.com and you can search for missionaries. My name is Robert Newport. And the Indiana ride, that's coming up September 9, 10, and 11. Registration is open. And you can also donate at indianakofc.org.
We're out of time. Our guest today has been Robert Newport, missionary biker with Biking for Babies. Thanks so much for your witness and your willingness to pedal for life, I guess, with Biking for Babies. God bless you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.